Well, hello, rose friends. It's that time. Time to start dreaming about what roses will add next year. Today, Kristen Smith, new plants coordinator from Star Roses and Plants, joins us to share some beauties we have to look forward to. Now, I don't know about where you are, but here in Indiana, the winters are cold and dark. And I need the catalogs and the websites and the podcast filled with dreams of new things for spring. So get ready to start your 2020 rose list, because it's time for Rose Chat.
It's time for the Rose Chat podcast, a podcast dedicated to celebrating the world's most beloved flower, the rose. Join award-winning gardeners Chris Van Cleef and Teresa Byington as they chat with rose lovers and experts from around the globe. With each episode, you'll gain valuable knowledge and insights to achieve the rose garden you've always dreamed of. Listen now as we explore the world of roses.
Try Haven Brand Soil Conditioners, providing generations of gardeners with a truly all-natural alternative to chemical fertilizers with their line of composted manure and alfalfa teas. Easy to brew and use on all indoor and outdoor plants. Find them online at manuretea.com.
Hey, Kristen, we're glad to have you with us.
So how are things in Pennsylvania?
Good. We've had really nice fall weather, a couple of rainy days, but really kind of mild temperatures, a lot of sun. So it's been pretty pleasant.
Well, you know, what I call Alabama hot has kind of subsided. And, it was 46 degrees here this morning.
Wow.
People had on coats.
So, Kristen, you've got some roses coming out in 2020 that are going to take those dark and dreary days this winter away.
Yeah, we have quite a few varieties. I think there's about 8 in total.
Well, let's start out with Will Radler's Bright and Shiny, because that's going to be perfect for a gray day.
Yeah, Bright and Shiny is, like the name says, a really bright and shiny variety. The color is bright. It's kind of like an apricot orange, suffused with some yellow and kind of with some, as it finishes, kind of some pink around the petal edges. So it has lots of blooms on it. It's a nice upright variety with good disease resistance, getting to about up to 5 feet high. It has really dark green and glossy foliage, which really kind of offsets that bright flower color really nicely.
So if it's going to be 5 feet, it's going to make quite a statement in the garden, don't you think?
Yeah, definitely something good for kind of towards the back of borders. Mm-hmm. I would say if you're in a colder climate, it might not quite get to that 5 feet high. For us in Pennsylvania, I'd say it's closer to, 4 feet or so. But if you're in a kind of a warmer climate towards, California or more in the south, with the longer growing season, it might get a little bit closer to that 5 feet height.
Well, the color is really pretty, and I think it's going to go well with, if you have apricot roses in your garden or pink roses in your garden, it's going to be a nice blend to go with all those colors, I think.
For sure.
Now, Jim Sproul has another iconic beauty coming out. So tell us about that one.
Yeah, Iconic Plum Lemonade is the newest in the Iconic series. So this one has a really unique purple color. It's kind of like a lavender purple with a really dark lavender eye, central eye to it. So these varieties are bred from Holthemia or Persicas, and kind of have a characteristic eye, dark kind of eye at the innermost part of the petals. And this one has a really compact, nice rounded habit in the landscape. And it's particularly better for climates of the West Coast, where you might not have as much disease pressure. For us on the East, it gets some black spot and enough that it would probably be a better container plant, maybe more so than in the garden, unless mm-hmm. you're giving it extra mm-hmm. special attention. And it's actually
this
fragrant
color,
which is kind of a cool feature of this variety.
Especially if you're going to use it in a container on your deck, would be so nice to have the fragrance. And the color is just outstanding. It's a color that you don't see that often, and it just is beautiful. Let's go to the Pink Brick House.
Yes. Pink Brick House is sort of a follow-up to a red variety we introduced the previous year called Brick House. Mm-hmm. So this one is a pink form of that one. And it has a really bright fluorescent, almost kind of electric pink color. It's really, really bright. And it continuously blooms from spring through frost. It repeats really well throughout the season. Has really exceptional disease resistance for us in southeastern Pennsylvania, where we do all the testing. We have a high pressure for black spot and leaf spot. So this one has performed really well. Like I said, it blooms really consistently throughout the season and has a nice compact habit in the landscape as well.
Well, I have red Brick House, and I would say all the same things. It's disease resistant and just a blooming machine. So I think that having the nice pink color will be a nice addition to that. Now, I'm very excited about this next series from Dr. David Slezak, and that's the Pretty Polly series.
Yeah, there's three colors. So there's Pretty Polly Pink, white, and there's Pretty Polly Lavender. And the pink is the strongest color in the series. And they're double flowering, which, you know, there are many, many tiny, tiny little blooms all over these plants, but the blooms are actually mm-hmm. double, so it's mm-hmm. got a really nice substance to the flowers. And they stay, again, nice and compact in the landscape, about 2.5 to 3 feet high and as wide. And they're just blooming machines. They bloom consistently throughout the season. The white one is actually nearly thornless. There are a couple on there, but it's, mm-hmm. you know, for anybody that's looking for a thornless option, it's pretty close to that. And the lavender one is, a pretty pastel lavender. You know, it fades kind of to like a lighter kind of pastel, purple color as it fades.
And I would think these would all be very good for our friends in the colder climate.
Yes, they are hardy to zone 4, which is another great feature of the roses in this series.
I think I have every rose that David, who's from Wisconsin, has released, and all of them do very well for me, and I'm in 5B, so I think these would be a nice addition. And when I look at them, I see the colors, and I think, boy, containers on my deck would be so pretty, nonstop bloom all summer. So I'm really looking yep. forward to those. Now, quite another indeed with this gorgeous stiletto rose that's coming out.
Yeah, stiletto is a traditional hybrid tea type of rose. It's on, has really bright color, deep non-fading magenta color, and is also really fragrant. So that's another great feature of this variety. Again, it's going to be better for climates of the West Coast. It's, you know, we'll get some leaf spot issues, but it looks really great even in a container. For us on the East, we have grown it in containers under no spray conditions. And every couple times during the year, we have employees that we invite out to the trial gardens to flag material that they like. And at the point that this was decided to be an introduction, I think it had received the most flags of all the varieties we had. So it's a really standout, attractive variety.
It is beautiful, the color, but it also says that it has a very strong fragrance. So that's going to get it mm-hmm, a lot.
Definitely.
So I guess our friends in the West are going to have to enjoy these and post lots of pictures on social media, because we probably won't do so well for us here in the Midwest, but we'll enjoy the pictures of their roses. And for our lovers of those high-centered hybrid teas, this one's for you. Now, there's another series that you have, the Veranda series, that has another beautiful introduction.
Yeah, so White Veranda is the newest introduction in that series. I think there's almost every color offered in the Veranda series, but this white one is really nice. It's pure, has pure white blooms that clean really well, which is a nice feature for this white variety. Sometimes white roses don't tend to clean well, and you kind of get the dirty look on the plant, but this one cleans well. So you're always kind of seeing those fresh white blooms without any kind of dirty petals hanging on. And it looks really great in containers. The Veranda series kind of works well as a patio plant, you know, doing well in containers and blooming nicely, and but also doing well in the garden.
The Veranda series, these are fuller blooms. This is more like an English garden rose, at least the ones that I've seen in mass, particularly. Somewhere I was recently, and maybe it was at the Biltmore, I saw a whole bed of lavender Veranda, and it was just stunning. And I thought, I just have to have that. Just seeing all the, I mean, they were just covered in blooms, and the blooms were full and just beautiful. So I think this is a little different in some of the shrub roses. And
yeah, they have generally tend to have lots of clusters of flowers kind of grouped all together closely, which really helps that color stand out and be impressive.
So with this collection, this 2020 collection, there's a little bit of something for everyone. So nicely done. Now, Kristen, I wanted to talk to you a bit about, you've been doing this now for about 10 years, and so you've seen lots of trends. So what are the new things coming in the world of gardening?
I think we're definitely seeing interest in more compact varieties. So I think as the next generation is kind of, you know, buying homes and things like that, they don't have as much time to garden. So they're growing more plants in containers, including roses. So we're seeing kind of an increase in the Sunblaze series, which is actually a fairly old series, but we are looking at introducing new plants into that series. So again, kind of roses that work well in containers that have, you know, bright colors, look good, you know, as a compact plant in a container for a decent part of the season. I think we're, you know, seeing more interest in stronger colors, and also kind of, I think orange is kind of a color that we're looking for, more so these days. Getting back to the Sunblaze, we just introduced a new Sunblaze, last year called Candy Sunblaze, which is the first actual striped version, in that series. So definitely, interest in kind of stronger colors, more compact varieties that work well in containers, and also fragrance. Particularly in the more traditional hybrid tea types, looking at, you know, introducing varieties that are disease resistant, you know, still pretty high on our priority list as we're making selections, but also looking for those varieties that are disease resistant with hybrid tea types that have fragrance. So we've kind of made some progress in that arena. I'd say Sweet Mademoiselle is a newer introduction that's a traditional hybrid tea type that has good resistance and is also quite fragrant. So we're continuing to look for that as we select.
There's several in our Rose Society. We sold that one in our Rose Society, and it's one that I didn't happen to get. We sold out quickly, but those who have it really, really love it. And I have the Candy Sunblaze, and it's very pretty bloom. So I've been very happy with that one. And as I see the Sunblaze series and some of our nurseries, they're all just, it's really pretty. I can see why it's popular, because lots of blooms, vibrant colors, and even brides today, they're looking for those peaches and oranges and different colors than maybe we did 20 years ago. So nicely done.
Thanks.
On the new colors too.
To learn more about this wonderful collection of roses, visit the Star Roses website at starrosesandplants.com. Well, friends, that's all the time we have for this edition of the Rose Chat Podcast, and we thank you for listening today. Until next time, happy gardening from your friends at Rose Chat.
You've been listening to the Rose Chat Podcast with Chris Van Cleve and Teresa Byington, expert rose gardeners who want to help you achieve the rose garden of your dreams. Don't miss an episode. Listen anytime on our website at rosechatpodcast.com or listen on the go via the Rose Chat app on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. Share this podcast with your social networks and join us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram by using the hashtag RoseChat. Join us next time for another edition of the Rose Chat Podcast. The Rose Chat Podcast is a production of the Rose Chat Media Group, Birmingham, Alabama.